Sechtes Idias Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah says, Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim, Heir Arba Dvarim. Rav Chanina, who was the Skana Kehanim, he said four things. Mi Meim Shal Kehanim, Le Nimnu Mi Lisraif, Es HaBasar Shnitma Bivlad Atoma. They didn't stop themselves from burning Basar that became Tomei from a Vlad Atoma. Im HaBasar Shnitma Ba'av Atoma. With basa that became tame from an avatoma, afal pisha may sifin tuma al tamasi. Even though you're adding tuma when you burn the two together, meaning like this: main type of tuma, the worst type of tuma, avi avaisa tuma, is a dead person. Person who touches that becomes an avatoma. So the person who's an avatoma, if he touches something, that thing becomes a rishon latuma, which is a vlad atuma. Meaning of Vlad, it's like a child. The person's the avatoma. The thing he touched, which is a rishon, is a Vlad atoma. So that becomes a rishon. If the rishon touches eichlin umashkin, so that eichlin umashkin becomes a sheni. A sheni that touches truma becomes a shlishi. Only truma. A sheni won't make a shlishi that's chulin into tuma. A shlishi of truma touches a revi of hegdish. Only hegdish will become a revi. So now, let's say I have a Rishon L'tuma that has to be burnt. Am I allowed to burn it together with a Shlishi or a Revi? Even though when I burn the Shlishi or the Revi together with the Rishon, I'm adding on Tuma because I'm making now the Shlishi more Tuma. It's going to become a Sheni when it touches the Rishon being burnt together. Since at the end of the day you're burning it, you're allowed to burn these two things together, even though you're adding on Tuma when you burn the Rishon with the Shlishi or the Rishon with the Revi. Hoysef Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva added on to this. Mi meim shal kehanim. All the days of the kehanim lay nimnu mi lahadlik es shemen shenipsal b'tfulyayim. Oil that became tamei from a tfulyayim. A tfulyayim is someone who was already went to the mikvah, but he has to wait until the evening until he is tahar. So if let's say a person with a sheni level of tuma, and he made the oil he touched into a shlishi, so he would not hesitate to burn that b'ner shenitma b'tmei meis with oil that became tamei from a tmei meis. So, even though when he touched it, that lamp, the oil that was touched became an avatoma, you're still allowed to burn it together. Afal pisha meisefin tuma al tamasi. Even though you're adding tuma together, when you're burning these two different levels of tuma, you're adding tuma onto one another, you're allowed to burn them together. Mishnah Beis. Amr Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim. So Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim said the following thing: Miyamai le'reisi or yoytze le'beis hasreifa. I never saw them take skin and burn it on the base hasreifa. Now what's this talking about? It's talking about as follows. If let's say normally the carbon, the Kehanim get the skins of the carbon. But let's say the carbon was no good. So then you would burn the carbon with the skin. What happens if you thought it was a good carbon? You skin the animal. And now you realize that the carbon was never a good carbon. So do you have to take now the skin that you removed and now burn it or not? So Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim says no such thing. Once you separated the skin, even if it turns out that the carbon was no good, the skin is still allowed to be used by the Kehanim. And that's why he says, I never saw them ever take skin alone and burn it. Either they take it with the carbon or not. Once it's separated from the carbon, then the Kehanim are allowed to use it. Amar Reb Akiva Midvar Av Lamanu. From his words we learn, when we separate the skin from a bechar, and it turns out that the bechar was a treifa, similarly the kehanim could use the ar. Even though now we know that the bechar was no good, you still allowed, the kehanim are allowed to be nene from the skin. The chum argue, and they say, just because you never saw them burn a skin in a separate way, that's not a proof that you're allowed to use the skin. If now we discover that the carbon was never a good carbon, you take the skin and you burn it on its own. Have a good day.